Expat Life.
I could never forget the way you told me everything by saying nothing. In a manner of speaking, I don't understand how love in silence becomes reprimand. But the way that I feel about you is beyond words. Semantics won't do. In this life that we live, we only make do. And the way that we feel might have to be sacrificed. So in a manner of speaking, I just want to say that like you, I should find a way to tell you everything by saying nothing. Oh, give me the words. Give me the words. To tell me nothing. Oh, give me the words.
With Mix Master Mecca and DJ.
I'm free.
Soul Ping-Pong. Manuel Wagner.
Greetings and affairs. Thank you, Marion, for that. On this day in 1897, Scientific Humanitarian Committee was founded in Berlin by Magnus Hirschfeld. What was the Scientific Humanitarian Committee? It was the first LGBT rights organisation. On this day in 1928... Mickey Mouse made his first ever appearance. Now, we'll find out in which movie, because it's not the one you think it is, in a minute. Let's bring Dave into the picture. David, are you there?
David.
Sorry. Be very formal. Dave's on the phone because it's the only way we can get you in on time. This is a different show. It's a song ping pong, as usual. If you're listening before to Bogdan, you know what this is about. So everyone gets one fact wrong about Mickey Mouse, right? So correct us.
They do. His first ever film was Plain Crazy.
It was not Steamboat Willie.
No.
That's what everybody thinks, yes. The thing is, I think Plain Crazy was a silent and Steamboat Willie had sound.
Yes.
What's the difference? Yeah. Oh, hey, we're good at this, right? On this day in 1935... Amy Johnson landed in England, having flown from South Africa. Took 4 days and 16 hours. Must have flown Ryanair. And then, and then what did you find out after that when she landed?
Oh, spent 4 hours getting through customs.
There we go. What else do you know that happened on this day in history?
Andrew Murray was born.
Oh, the tennis guy.
The bit of the tennis guy, yeah.
The miserable tennis guy. You could never tell if he won the game or if he lost it in the post-game interview.
That's pretty good.
I just made him, I just made him Yorkshire, though. He's a Scottish man.
He did. First McDonald's restaurant opened in San Bernardino.
Wow.
California.
Oh, hello.
Mm-hmm. And what else? So in 1981, Soyuz 40 carried two cosmonauts into space to Salyut 6, and one of them was Romanian.
Wow.
Couldn't find his name, unfortunately, but I'm sure someone will tell us.
Well, there's the thing, yeah, 0758948948.
Yes.
See? Yeah, cool. Right, okay, so here's what we're doing. I'm going, as soon as this show's over, I'm racing to Quantic to watch Nouvelle Vague. So what we're going to do, Nouvelle Vague famously do cover versions, interesting sort of bossa nova styly, gentle lounge cover versions of classic old new wave and punk songs. And we're going to play the originals.
Yeah.
We started with Tuxedo Moon. Now, I thought it was a bit grim. I mean, it sounds a
it
bit...
It was.
This is a bit, a bit... Give me the word. Like that, yeah. The Nouvelle Vague version is much better, and it was the first one I ever heard. Never mind. Tuxedo Moon, formed in San Francisco in the late 70s at the height of the punk movement, although you would not actually think they were a punk band listening to that, would
no,
you?
No, certainly not. Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, kind of. They only had one rule when they were recording music. They said anything that sounds like anyone else is going to be scrapped and is taboo.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, and at least that was from an album called, it was in A Manner of Speaking, everybody knows that, if you know Nouvelle Vague, one of their big hits, from an album called Holy Wars, released in 1985. What do you know about them?
First of all, I don't know a lot about them, but is it Nouvelle Vague or Nouvelle Vague?
Well, Vague, apparently, because it's supposed to be pronounced in French.
Oh, right.
Ah, you see, the girl singers were French, and I think the guitar player, the musical director, was Brazilian or Argentinian or South American, anyway.
Oh, right. Mm. Oh, well, Martin Gore, which is Depeche Mode's lead composer, he did a cover of that song.
He did?
He did, 1989.
Oh, I've got to check that one out, then.
And then, it was used, they were responsible for the music on a Channel 4 television show called Sugar Rush.
Right. Yes. So they were.
Yeah.
You have been doing your research. Wow.
I have.
Excellent. And,
to be honest, I've never heard of them, Steve, but there you go.
Right. Well, me neither, to be honest. There we go. Now, they also covered lightly, very edgy Nouvelle Vague, covered more edgy songs, like songs that have, you know, unmistakable... Everybody remembers this. What do you know about Joy Division, then?
Well, Joy Division, we had them on sort of a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm, with Plan Half Biscuit.
Correct. Yes, the Joy Division Oven Gloves.
Joy Division Oven Gloves. Yeah, Love Will Tear Us Apart by that Manchester band called Joy Division. 1980 was the original release of this.
Wow.
And it was inspired by the lead singer's marital problems.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, they
problems
must have...
with epilepsy.
Yeah, he did, yeah. He had problems with a lot of things. He was a bit of a sad situation, but yeah.
So sad that the single was released a month after he committed suicide.
That's true.
Hey-ho.
Yeah, yeah. And they got their name from the wings. There was a wing of Nazi concentration camp, so it was called the Joy Division.
Was it?
Yeah. That's where the name came from. And then after Ian Curtis sadly decided he had enough, then the rest of the band carried on under the name of New Order.
Of course.
And where did they get the name New Order from? They were a genocidal communist party from Cambodia.
Oh, all good fun.
So, songs like that, you don't expect them to be doing songs like Agadoo, do you?
No.
Okay, then, Joy Division, let's hear.
Again, love.
Okay, we all know that, so I'm going to talk over a little bit of that because time's ticking on. We're going to be in a bit of a hurry tonight. We've got a lot to get through. Let's move on. The Nouvelle Vague also covered a song by The Stranglers. Now, The Stranglers. We've also played The Stranglers on this show before.
Things a few
like,
times.
Peaches, probably. Or Golden Brown, which was that one Golden that sounds Brown. Like the Sphinx song. Intruncher Violet. Check it out. They were originally called the Guildford Stranglers, because that's where they met.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. They're still going. Well, at least the ones who are still alive.
Yes.
And about 10 years ago, they were officially the highest grossing live band in the UK.
Really?
Hard to believe, I know.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else do you know about them?
Oh, well, the single that we're going to hear was came from the nicely named album Ratus Norvegicus.
Yeah, pretty.
And it was released as a double A-side, which were quite popular in the sort of 80s and 70s.
Right.
And the other A-side was London Lady in 1997. But it only got to number 44 in the UK.
No, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it got higher than that because I liked it. I bought it straight away. But it shows how on trend I was, yeah.
And your little 7-inch.
Correct. Well, enough. It's not enough. Let's have a bit of one of the first and probably one of the very few punk bands at the time who used synthesizers.
Mm.
Yeah. They had a French guy. Go on.
Oh, that was Jean-Jacques Vernel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, let's listen.
Didn't have the money round to buy a Murray Thal. Been around and seen a lot to shake me anyhow. Baked and borrowed, sometimes I admit I even stole. The worst crime that I ever did was playing rock and roll. But the money's no good. Just get a grip on yourself. But the money's no good. Just get a grip on yourself. Suffering convictions on a two-way stretch inside. The air in here is pretty thick, I think I'll go outside. Committed for insanity and crimes against the soul. The worst crime that I ever did was play some rock and roll. But the money's no good. Just get a grip on yourself. But the man is no good. Just get a grip on yourself. And you should know. Now I find from week to week the sentence sticking fast. Turn the corner of my eyes and hope the world will last. Stranger from another planet, welcome to our hole. Just strap on your guitar and we'll play some rock and roll. But the man is no good.
I'd forgotten how good that was.
I know it is. It only got to 44. I must check that.
It's quite energetic, 44. Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the other thing about the Stranglers compared to the other band? They were about 10 years older, at least, than all the other punks on the scene.
Yeah, they weren't as mobile.
Yeah.
And they didn't throw up on stage.
They didn't?
Well,
they missed a trick there.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you drinking, Dave?
Prosecco, Steve. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Hang on.
Yay!
There we go. Right, okay, a slight diversion. Antonia Maria Tanase has been doing a series of small reports about apps that may be useful for expats, not only expats, but especially. How good's your Romanian language, Dave?
You know.
Mm-hmm.
been a while.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been much faster. We would have learned it much faster if we'd had this app called Reversal. Listen. Aplicații
letale. If you're an expat here in Bucharest and you're having a hard time with the language, Reversal can definitely help you out. I think a lot of people know that Google Translate isn't the best. Reversal can tell you what things mean in context. For example, you can ask someone to repeat what they said so that Reversal can listen and tell you. If you have a document you need to read and some terms are unfamiliar, the app lets you put them in a vocabulary list. In that way, they become familiar to you easier. Listen to those at Smart Language Learning tell you just how to do it.
So a very important piece of advice is not just valid for language learning, but in life in general, divide planning from executing. What I normally do is I plan my week beforehand, either on Saturdays or Sundays for the following week. And every night after working, I just make a list of the things I have to do during the following day. And of course, I do this for language learning as well. For example, I plan my Hungarian lessons. I'm actively learning Hungarian right now, and I do that for Greek as well, first thing in the morning between 7 and 7:30.
It's all about planning, allotting a little time out of your day for practice. If you stick to that, in some years you won't need the app anymore. But until then, try Reversal. It's free and it can be found both in the App Store and Google Play. Aplicații
letale. Good people gather around Radio Gorilla.
Song Ping Pong. La Nouvelle Vague Originale.
And we're back. Right, let's get a move on. You still there?
I am.
You are still there. Okay, we're moving on to the Buzzcocks. Never mind them.
Never mind them.
Yeah, that was a great show. Now it's on Sky. Have you know? It was on the BBC. They scrapped it. They brought it back on Sky.
Yeah, it was far too good for BBC.
It was far away, of course. Pete Shelley and Howard Devoto in 1976. And then Howard Devoto quit to form a band called Magazine. And Pete...
Magazine, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they'd last about 5 years. And they fizzled out in 1981. And then they came back. And apparently they're still going. Even though the lead singer's dead. died in 2018. Oh. Pete Shelley was living in Tallinn, Estonia.
Was he?
Yeah. And then heart attack got him.
Oh, right.
Yep. And they're still going.
I didn't know he'd gone.
Ah, well, yes, yeah. And you know, they signed their record deal on the day Elvis died.
I didn't know that.
What did you know?
What did I know? Well, it was released in 1978, yep. Just before I started work for Unilever, mm-hmm. or Unilever, as yep. I know them. The B-side was called Just Lust.
Yes.
Of this one. The A-side was Ever Fallen in Love.
Yeah.
And Pete Shelley wrote it while he was sitting in a van outside a post office in Waterloo Place.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, another Horizon scandal.
Oh, well, there we go.
Boom,
boom. Oh, excellent. Let's play a bit. We'll talk about it in a minute.
I run the risk of losing you, and that's worse.
Dave, are you prepared to reveal why your friends used to play this song to you in the 80s?
In the 80s, because perhaps I fell in love with someone I shouldn't have done.
Really?
No further comment.
No further questions, Your Honour.
But we're still married.
And you're still married. So we know who then. We'll leave Absolutely. It up to the audience to figure out why. Dumitru Pronariu was the cosmonaut.
I know. Yeah. He's so stupid, Steve. I've met the man.
What? You really?
Yes, I've met the man. He came to open the new Polycolor factory.
Of course, as you do, because you're an astronaut, right?
Not exactly. In 2020, I think, or 2019. And I was running Polycolor then, and met him, shaking him by the hand. It's a down-to-earth fellow.
Well, oh, come on. This whole story was constructed so you could say that, right? Right, okay, we're moving on, right?
Yes.
Plastic Bertrand, born in Brussels to a French father and a Ukrainian mother.
Cool.
Yeah, really. And I studied at the Royal Conservatory of Music in Brussels. And as a result of that highbrow education, came up with this.
Sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris. Mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi. Poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Son igloo, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, 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 ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la la la, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson, limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan. Me dit en passant, I am the king of the divan.
I love the franglais in it. I am the king of the divan.
It's good, isn't it?
We, of course, when we were... This came out, I don't know when it was, 78, something like that. We were still in high school. And think, because you know, how French was so good, we were just imagining what it might mean, that it might be something rude. And then somebody told us what Devon was, and I am the king of it. And, oh, well, of course, the whole song must be filth. What else do you know about Plastic Bertrand?
Well, the same song was also released... with the same music, Jet Boy, Jet Girl.
English,
so in English,
lyrics, yes,
it's Jet Boy, Jet Girl.
Yeah, and this one's better. The Jet Boy, Jet Girl version was produced pretty. Doesn't have the energy of this one.
No, 1987. Old Plastic. He represented Luxembourg in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, came 21st out of 22 entries.
Absolutely, he did. UK came 13th with a rubbish song by somebody called Ricky, who I've never heard of since.
Okay, well, that's par for the course of Eurovision these days. It used to be cool in the 70s.
It was. And now Johnny Logan won.
About 94 times. Now it's just a shortcut to the death of your musical career.
And it's on Saturday, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Oh, right.
It is.
Great. Remember to keep the television off.
We'll be watching.
You will?
So
I. Okay. Let's move on. Madness. What do you reckon about Madness? They're from Camden Town in London. I mean, Madness the band, not Madness the mental condition.
No.
Were they ska punk? Were they ska pop? Were they pop? Were they just a joke?
Well, I don't know. Ska pop, I'd go with it. Mm-hmm. It was sort of like when the Specials were big and those sort of bands. Mm-hmm. But I would have given them a ska pop. They weren't too serious. They weren't very musically talented. They just made good tunes.
Correct. Yes. Like this. And their singer, I mean, they formed out of a band called the North London Invaders, and their singer, Suggs, real name Graham McPherson, he got kicked out of the band in the early days because he kept skipping rehearsals because he wanted to watch Chelsea play football.
Oh,
yeah, but then they realised that the replacement was no good, so they let him back.
My girl's mad at me. I didn't want to see the film tonight. I found it hard to say. She thought I'd had enough of her. Why can't she see? She's lovely to me. But I like to stay in and watch TV on my own every now and then. My girl's mad at me. Been on the telephone for an hour. We hardly said a word. I tried and tried, but I could not be heard. Why can't I explain? Why do I feel this pain? 'Cause everything I say, she doesn't understand. She doesn't realize. She takes it all the wrong way.
I think for me, the standout musician in this band was the pianist. The piano always cuts through the mix in a marvellous way, for my opinion.
It does all of the yeah.
Yeah, correct, correct. I'm going to let your network recover a bit because that sounded like you were underwater, but never mind.
I'm under Prosecco.
Oh, that's what it'll be then.
Yeah.
Talked and till it was light. I thought we'd agree. I thought we talked it out. Now when I try to speak, she says that I don't care. She says I'm unaware, and now she says I'm weak.
Prin joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică 100% românească, 100% organică și 100% proaspătă pentru tine și cei dragi, livrată de Carrefour Bio la Radio Guerilla. Carrefour Bio, plăcerea de a mânca sănătos în fiecare zi.
Ceață îți dă cu alandala. Dubios pe mol, fermecător ca o icoană. Un mare artist pe când țara avea coroană. Vine cu tratamente fel de fel la dum de seară. Pentru că unii vor ca dragostea să-i bage în boală.
Atât el așteptă de brațul șorolua. Și o noapte petrecut, atât iubirea fut. A doua zi în tot, a doi trecători s-au despărțit răzând și ambii predonând. Sărută-mă
Joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică 100% românească, 100% organică și 100% proaspătă pentru tine și cei dragi, livrată de Carrefour Bio la Radio Guerilla. Carrefour Bio, plăcerea de a mânca sănătos în fiecare zi.
Expat Life, powered by those beautiful people at Radio Guerilla.
Are you still there?
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Yeah, your line is recovered. Yeah, yeah. Because Prepare, I can't handle more than one phone call at a time, right?
Oh, no. Not at all.
moving on. What was your favourite era of Depeche Mode? Or did you have one?
No, we're not really into them.
Right, because their first album, when Vince Clarke was in them, I thought they were marvellous.
Oh, okay.
And then he left and they went a bit too... I don't know. They just... They grew up and I didn't. But then Vince Clarke left and he got bored, Vince Clarke, and he formed a band with a lady with a name that I have to say very carefully, Alison Genevieve Moyer. I won't say that again. She was a huge rugby player of a woman, all Susie Sue eye makeup, and a voice that would demolish buildings.
She was a large lady.
Yeah, she's an absolute national treasure now. She's still going, yeah. And I played what we're about to hear next yesterday, just to check it out. And for the first time in decades, I have played this properly, and listened to it with good headphones. I'm amazed how good it sounds. A bit dated, but the sounds on it are fabulous. What can you tell me about Yazoo?
Well, in fact, she had another name. It was Genevieve Alison Jane Moyer.
Ah, there was a Jane in there. Okay.
There's a Jane in there. She's an MBE.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit strange seeing her sing now, because if you've seen her, she's a bit of a thinster.
She's less than half the width that she used to be.
And I think it's a bit strange, because she really suited that powerful delivery.
Yeah. And then
sings it very well.
Yeah, and then she went all a bit jazzy songstress with that old Devil Called Love and things like that, and love letters straight from the heart, and totally different style. So let's listen.
Yes.
Now I'm hooked on you. I need some time to get it right. Your love's gonna see me through. Can't stop now, don't you know? I'm never gonna let you go.
For an album called Upstairs at Eric's. Do you know what Eric's was?
Well, Eric's was a very famous nightclub venue in Liverpool.
Correct.
But I don't know.
Across the road.
Oh, is it?
It was, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
It was exactly like they used to do their early gigs upstairs at Eric's. She was literally across the street from where the Cavern was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And one of our former colleagues, guy I used to work with at Unilever in Port Sunlight, he was the bouncer on the door at Eric's.
Was he?
Yes. Guy called Peter Cliff. Hello, Pete.
Oh, right. Okay.
He was the right build for a bouncer. He could have bounced Alison. I'm not going to say another name again. Exactly. he was a big old bear of a man, but a teddy bear, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but you did. Of course, the punters didn't know that. They just saw the size of him and said, I'll be on my best behaviour. Yes. Excellent. Now, we're going to talk about Trevor Horn. You know, we usually get Trevor Horn somehow in the mix, right?
We do.
He went to my school, you know. Did you know that?
Well, he's done well.
Have I said that before?
I don't think you have, actually.
I think I'm sure I have.
Oh, yeah?
Went to my school. Trevor, that's my claim to fame. I went to the same school as Trevor Horn about 10 years after. They say he invented the 1980s.
Anyway, he did, didn't he?
The sound of it, anyway, with Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Seal and Buggles. And
the Buggles, I think, was the original, wasn't it?
The Art of Noise, and he even reinvented Yes.
He did, didn't he?
You know how? Because Yes were one of his favourite bands, and he was recording an album with somebody, in the same studio Yes were recording. At that point, their singer and the keyboard player just left. So Rick and John left the band.
Oh.
So Trevor Horn said, I'm a big fan of you. You need a keyboard player and a singer. We are the Buggles. We are a keyboard player and a singer. Why don't we merge? And that's exactly what happened.
Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, ABC.
Yes.
Tell me about ABC. There were some smooth boys from Sheffield. You wouldn't imagine. You hear them and you see them in their shiny suits and you wouldn't think they came from Sheffield.
Great hair. Great hair.
And most of their sound, it sounds very orchestral and lush and glittery and shiny, came from the inside of Trevor Horn's Synclavier electronic computerized keyboard thing.
Ah.
Yeah, same thing that most of Frankie Goes to Hollywood came out of.
Yep, yeah. Relax.
Uh-huh, and so on. What else do you know about ABC?
ABC, they had the song that we're going to hear, The Look of Love, they had four parts to it, didn't they? Parts 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, but if I remember the album correctly, it only had parts 1 and 4 on it.
Yeah, well, part 1's the standard album version. Part 2 is an instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Part 3 is a vocal
without
the orchestral over it. And part 4 is a short acoustic bit.
Yes, correct.
Hmm.
Right, and the short acoustic bit goes like this. I'm going to play part 4 first.
Oh, right.
I think it's just a marvellous little piece of imaging. Beautifully recorded.
It is.
There we go, that's Trevor Horn for you. Anyway, the other thing about ABC, that I can smell, their lyrics.
There was
the crappiest lyrics in the history of pop music. Nonsensical, puerile, slave to the rhyme. And here's the annoying thing. I know every line of every song, and so do you, and so does the entire audience of all of their gigs, which they still play today. Everybody knows the lyrics to these songs. Mm. And they're nonsense. Listen.
Whoa, whoa. When your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you through.
Let's go through it. When your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you through. What does that mean?
You're missing out on something. Well, that something depends on you.
Okay, that's okay.
All I'm saying, it takes a lot to love you. All I'm doing, you know it's true.
So far, so good. Okay, now it's just fairly standard sort of pop lyrics, but yeah. Let's keep going.
When your girl has left you out on the pavement.
Goodbye.
When your dreams fall apart at the seams. Your reason for living, your reason for leaving. Don't ask me what it means. I don't know the answer to that question. If I knew, I would tell you.
What's the look?
Look for your information. If there's one thing that still holds true.
Okay, still. Okay, then after this little verse here, he runs out of lyrics. Listen.
Yeah, it's
the look of love.
What's this about books? If you judge a book by the cover, then you judge the look by the lover.
If you judge a book by the cover, then you judge the look by the lover.
Yeah, I hope you soon recover.
Hope you soon recover.
Then...
Me, I go from one...
It doesn't make any sense.
They say, Martin, maybe one day you'll find true love. Must be a solution to the one thing.
And now it goes really good. Okay, fair enough. Heavens above. Next. Mother. Break.
Expat Live. Can you believe they haven't fired us yet?
No, we can't, can we?
No.
Okay, moving on. We have to be really quick. I was going to make a slight change of track and not play an original of something that Nouvelle Vague did, but do a cover of something that Nouvelle Vague did. I'm not going to play all of this because I play this a lot. If you know, it's Jules Holland and Kylie Minogue. Yeah?
Good mix.
It's an unusual thing. He did an album called Sirens of Song where he did a different song with different lady singers every time. And and he did a cover of The Clash with Should I Stay or Should I Go with Kylie Minogue, and it sounds like this. It's great.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day it's fine, the next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on, let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now?
Anyway, Sirens of Song, Jules Holland and his big band August. It's a great album. Yeah. And yeah. I haven't got time to even add to if you know anything about this, because I'm going to move on.
Because
I want to get to Quantic. You don't have to watch Nouvelle Vague. Exactly that. So let's stop, Kylie. We started with that sort of that dirge, yeah? This. Yeah. This thing. Okay, now we're going to end with the Nouvelle Vague version of it. It already sounds better.
A bit happier.
Yeah. So, do you know anything about Nouvelle Vague?
Absolutely nothing.
Good. I don't know much about them, except I fell in love with them when I saw them. So did my son, with the girls. Saw them at Best Fest here many, many years ago, and Best Fest used to be in the Rome Expo. Bogdan Sherban saw them for the first time at the same place. Every time they've come to Romania, which is a good few times now, we've usually get there to see them because we like them a lot. I think it's two French girl singers, but they're kind of interchangeable. They from time to time they swap them out for a fresh model, you know.
Oh,
And the musicians and musical directors are from South America. I think Brazil or Argentina. I can't remember. It's South America somewhere, and that's why they have
a mix.
This is why they have this kind of sort of bossa nova kind of feel to their music. And their songs are marvelous covers, and in many cases better than the originals. And in this case, particularly, let's go because we have to go.
Enjoy.
I'm off to Quantic. Thank you very much, Dave, for your phone. by Dave's house, somebody, for God's sake.
Please. Yeah. See you, Steve.
All right, see you around. Thank you very much, Dave.
Set up.
Yeah, Nouvelle Vague. This has been Expat Life. I'm off to Quantic. Bye-bye.
In a manner of speaking, I just want to say that I could never forget the way you told me everything by saying nothing. In a manner of speaking, I don't understand how love and silence becomes reprimand. The way that I feel about you is beyond words. Oh, give me the words. Give me the words that tell me nothing. Oh, give me. Won't do. In this life that we live, we only make do. The way that we feel might have to be sacrificed. So in a manner of speaking, I just want to say that just like you, I should find a way to tell you everything by saying nothing.
Stay tuned for Umar Rial. Young minds, fresh ideas. Listen again to this and previous shows. Find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
New maps, please.
Good night, everybody.
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.